No one from AccuTech attended Thursday's Muncie Redevelopment Commission meeting, but Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour presented a request to give the company $1 million to support its expansion. That includes adding about 160 employees in the next 3.5 years, bringing 2 more restaurants to downtown, and absorbing the building next to its current location.
The reason I'm asking for this incentive is I see a similar-like return on the building and the property taxes for the other building that AccuTech has purchased, which is right next door to theirs.
The wealth management software company announced plans to renovate downtown's former Sears building in 2019. This month, it opened a restaurant and digital sports venue on the first floor, and the mayor says AccuTech now has 120 employees. Ridenour says its renovations have already added more than $1.8 million in taxable assessed value for its current building. But the request seemed too large for commission member Shireen Wagley, who also works as the mayor's executive assistant. The original agreement called for $1.25 million, and the mayor asked for $1 million on Thursday. Wagley proposed a different agreement.
If we gave them less than the million, say $750, and they could go to like the revolving loan fund. I mean, I'm not on that board, but it sure sounds like that's a perfect fit for what that board does, and they would have to pay that back.
The commission voted 2-1 to give AccuTech a smaller share of money and encourage it to make an ask for $500,000 to the revolving loan fund. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.